Dr. Kapinski dictating a female IME on Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N, Hallis, H-A-L-A-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Hallis as described in my reports above. She is now a 73-year-old woman who again asserts she was injured at work on 8/28/17. She stepped off of a step at work and the gentleman on her bicycle ran over her foot and knocked her down. As a result, she believes she injured her foot, elbow, and knee. She understands her final diagnosis to be a fracture in the right foot, comma, tear in the medial meniscus, comma, and left elbow injury. Period on 7/12/18, she underwent repair of her meniscal tear. Period. She continues to be seen periodically by Dr. DiVenera, who administers injections. Period. The paragraph since seen here, she receives an order approving settlement on 10/13/20. Period on 2/28/22, she applied for an increase. Period. In that regard, she was returned to Dr. DiVenera on 7/17/19 for right knee and right hand pain. Period. She had been treating at Rothman with a lubricant series injection, the last one of which was in March. This provided her with good relief. Period. She uses a cane for support. Period. She presented with an MRI for review that he did not scratch that. That will be inserted here as marked, period. He also noted her history of arthritis, comma, thyroid condition, comma, hypertension, comma, right and left shoulder surgery, comma, carpal tunnel release, surgery, hysterectomy, and cholecystectomy. Period. She saw Dr. DiVenera again on 9/18/19. Describing she got good relief from the deprimedrol injection given at the last visit. Period. She then accepted her first in the series of orthovisc injections to the knee. Period. She continued to see Dr. DiVenera periodically through at least 8/12/22 when he gave her another corticosteroid injection to the knee. Period. His ongoing diagnosis was left knee arthritis and osteoarthritis of the right knee. Period. The paragraph, she did undergo surgery by Dr. DiVenera on 7/12/18 to be inserted, if not already incorporated into the first report. She was also seen by Dr. Cataldo on 3/20/19. Period. He noted her course of treatment and performed an evaluation culminating in estimates of disability to the left arm, comma, left leg, comma, and right foot. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed swelling of the left knee, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. The rest of that is normal. Through manual muscle testing was 5/-5 for left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period had non-localizing tenderness palpation about the left knee, but there was none on the right. Period knee maneuvers, she had unequivocally positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period, the rest of these are normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. ambulated with a limp on the left, using a cane on her right hand. Pearcey was able to stand on her toes, but not on her heels. Pearcey changed positions smoothly and was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. Insert marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement. Period. By then, she had an impairment rating given by Dr. Cataldo on 3/20/19. Period. She returned to Dr. DiBonero and accepted a series of corticosteroid and orthovisc injections over the next several months. Pearcey reports she gets these periodically. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the left knee, although there was some swelling there. Period. Provocative maneuvers were virtually all negative with an equivocally positive McMurray sign. Pearcey did have a limp when she ambulated and used a cane in her right hand. Period. And then I will insert what's marked as far as my prior impressions and permanency rating.